I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Welcome to episode 15 of Dinosaur World, the post-apocalyptic tabletop RPG for ages 10 and up, in which our heroes overthrow a hideous king and make their way to a place of battle.
Wham!
This is a problem. This is abhorrent. It's disgusting. I hate it.
And I guess for the first time, Ape Joe, you can see that the Vaughns down there are like, you have like older Vaughns holding baby Vaughns.
There's Vaughns macking on with Vaughns, yeah, Vaughns caring for Vaughns, Vaughns selling Vaughn fruit to Vaughns. Ah, I hate it. And one Kevin James.
You gather together some of the Vaughn viscera. You mush it with your eight palms into a paste. And then maybe you don't snort it, but maybe you just like pick it up in your palm and like drink it. You know, like an ape drinks water.
You're
like,
yeah. Adorably.
You feel yourself healing somewhat. You're like, that felt like it did something good to my body.
I stab a Vaughn through a Kevin James.
Everyone's the monsters.
Activate that translator.
Is Vince Vaughn
the original?
The original Vince Vaughn. You activate that translator, which is like a small metal device with a sort of speaker on it. You hold down like a button on it, and the moment he's like, wah, you hear like, Joel's, you fed me to a bear.
I nod and smile.
Your Vaughn to English translator, they're like, wow, wow, wow. Your Vaughn to English translator goes off and it's like, Vaughn on Vaughn. Vaughn has killed Vaughn. Also, Joel, you're up first.
All right, I'm going to double whammy.
Ready to smack him again?
Smack these four Vaughns. Try and get as many Vaughns as I can.
Okay. You bring your sword down and connect with the first Vaughn. Well, unfortunately, you just skip. Maybe this one's wearing traditional Vaughn armor.
So Vaughnish armor.
You just skip off his Vaughnish armor with your sword. But the next Vaughn, yeah, again, you can't seem to get close to these Vaughns for some reason. You're just skipping off their armor. Mm. You can try and attack the other two. You'll take penalties, but you can.
Yeah.
All right. This time, you connect. Maybe like, fuck it. Just instead of trying to slice, you stab. And you just push your way through the Vaughn armor completely and destroy that Vaughn from the inside. And then the other one you just can't manage to hit, unfortunately. He's tucked away behind the rest of them. Ape Joel?
Yeah, I'll just use this two arms I'm still holding. Just try and hit it.
Two arms again. It's a good move.
Best move of the game.
Unfortunately, these arms, as you've been smacking them, have just been getting destroyed and bloodied. Like, the bones are falling out. It's a mess.
Good.
No, neither, it doesn't hit. Your first one doesn't hit. Your second one. Oh, no, with your second one, you slam it into a Vaughn and destroy him. It's like this massive, it doesn't even look like an arm anymore. It just looks like a fucking bloody bone, but you bring it down on a Vaughn's head and destroy him completely.
Would you say that the arms are now broken, like a Don?
Yeah.
So you've got two, and I've got three.
Mm-hmm.
Sick.
So wait, you've killed three, I've killed two.
Yeah. Good.
The Vaughns are over at you also, Joel, because they're less afraid. Well, how afraid are they? Highs or lows?
Highs.
They're not that afraid. They, for some reason, are more scared. I guess because they think you're... Actually, you know what? They'd be more scared of you because Vaughn on Vaughn crime is messed up. They turn and try and stab you with their Vaughn spears. What's your toughness again? Your punches, sorry?
Punches is five.
Wait, me or Zaman?
You.
Five.
Okay. They try and bring their spears into your, like, ape chest, but they just kind of glance off your rippling ape abs. You're fine. Also, Joel?
Yep, I'm going to double whammy again. These are three remaining sons of bitches.
Ready, yeah. You, again, can't seem to get that first one.
Piece of shit.
The second one, though, you're like, oh, that's right, stabbing. And you push your sign sword deep into this Vaughn's chest. You crack the armor, like, with such force that the Vaughn's traditional Vaughn armor falls apart around him. The Vaughn war collapses onto the ground. Very dead. You've got two Vaughns left, and you've got four. Ape Joel? Oh, you wanted to try and hit the last one as well? Yeah, right here. Unfortunately, you can't seem to get him either. Ape Joel?
I pick up one of the remaining Vaughns and do some bloody Vaughn on Vaughn damage.
That's the best way to go about it. The best weapon against a Vaughn is another Vaughn. Right here. You grab him in your massive ape hands. The Vaughn's like, wah, 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 smacking at your thumbs. You bring it up and just slam it headfirst into the other Vaughn. That Vaughn. So you kill the Vaughn you're holding.
Yeah.
His head explodes on impact. And you severely damage the other Vaughn when you bring your Vaughn into that Vaughn. Yeah, you're messing them up. You're messing them up bad.
Good.
Righty-o, one of the Vaughns goes to attack you also, Joel. The armored one. Oh, what's your toughness? Man. What's your punches again?
Also five.
Okay. No, he misses, thankfully. He comes in, and maybe you're like, not you do that move like you did before. You just deflect his spear with your Vaughn. With
none
your
of that, side Vaughn. Sword.
Get out of here, Vaughn. And double whammy him again.
Yep, my last double whammy of the day.
Righty-o. Hit the first guy, hit the second guy. Finally, you're like, stabbing. Stabbing's the way to go. Fuck, what am I doing deflecting? You push your sword into the one who tried to get you. Maybe as he puts his spear forward, you use that as a chance to just go whoop down on his neck and you behead him. Good. And then you follow through with the second Vaughn and you maybe even... Oh, wait, no, that was the only Vaughn.
No, there was two Vaughns left.
Was there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Then oh, yeah, that's right. With your, like... So you like go through the first Vaughn's neck, downward, and then you go upward with the other one and basically shish kebab two Vaughns on your sword.
Perfect. That's what I want.
That's the way. Ape Joel?
All right, so I've got one that's pretty much brain damaged and then two alive ones. Mm-hmm.
You could use the one you have in your hand to just kill the alive ones as well.
No, I put down the dead one and pick up the brain damaged one.
Okay.
You're like gently.
Yeah, and then
lob him at him?
Yeah, like throw him so that I'd like knock them down. Because, hey, if I kill him by knocking him down, fine.
But... You'd go to throw him and squeeze too hard.
Aw.
And murder the Vaughn in your head. he dies in your head and like falls out of it. Like he kind of falls apart around your hand.
Oh, that's four dead Vaughns.
Four dead Vaughns. There's only two dead Vaughns left. You can see him attacking these ones. You could probably reach him in time as well.
Cool.
They try and hit you, Ape Joel. Oh, boy. One of them gets a spear inside your ape chest. You take two damage.
Ooh.
Right under your nipple. Wham! He says. You can see Vaughn, like bloodthirsty Vaughn lost in his eyes. Also, Joel?
How close are the other group of six?
You can probably get there in this turn, but not attack.
And the douche's last two, I can probably get an attack?
You probably get to, but not attack.
I'm going to go to the six.
Ready? The other six?
Yeah.
Ready? You walk up behind the other six. Yeah, you can probably attack this round.
Oh, sick.
You're going to just destroy each guard?
Yeah.
Yeah, ready? Oh, natty 20. Oh, 10.
Jesus.
You like walk.
Run up and just like with my sword out like the boat.
Yeah. You like, like alongside them?
Yeah.
Radio, hang on. The first one you cut in half. The second one you cut in half. The third one. Okay. By the fourth one, you're getting tired. But you, with like a whack, 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 cut the first three as they like just... Fucking, your like main move is cutting people in half at the middle, but you've done it for three of them. Ape Joel?
How big is an ape mouth?
Of size?
How big's a Vaughn head?
I mean, you can probably get the Vaughn head in there, not the body, though.
No, that's good. So the one that is, the one whose spear is in me, so he's pretty close to me. Try and bite his head in half.
Chopped down, mate.
Yeah, chopped down, but in half. I don't want to remove his... Not at the neck, through the skull.
Okay, you like chop down, and the last thing that Vaughn ever sees is an ape's tongue. As your teeth connect with him on the bridge of his nose and bite his brain out of his head, basically. The Vaughn dies in
Got
your
him
mouth.
Good.
There's one Vaughn left for you to attack. You're going to...
spit. I just spit the head of the half head of the Vaughn. I just add him.
He runs. He runs away.
What's a translator say?
The translator just say, fuck! Hi, Zolos.
Hi.
Never mind. Also, Joel?
I'm going to kill another.
Okay. Okay, you run your sword through the, like the final, like on the other side, the another Vaughn. You again. This one seems to be wearing that Vaughn armor that always gets you. You're like dink. You just glance off it. Highs or lows?
Highs.
Ape Joe. Highs or lows?
Lows.
Okay, Ape Joe. You standing there with like as you watch that Vaughn run away, you see him run past what appears to be like a procession. Like there's a lot of Vaughns coming down this street. You can see several, maybe even something like 20 Vaughn guards walking. There's like a kind of, you know, like a, I don't know what you call it, but one of those held carriages. You know when they're like a,
similar to what Dracula had?
Yeah, well his was like a throne. This is more like an actual carriage.
Right? I know what you mean.
Yeah. I don't know what you call that, but where it's like an actual carriage that doesn't have wheels, instead it has two bars which are carried by servants or whatever. Mm-hmm. One of them's coming down. It looks like quite a like a important procession is coming down the road. It's it's also Joel's. No, you just had your turn, didn't
yes.
you? Cool. Ape Joel.
It's my taking guns ability to take the Tommy gun that Zamet has
mm-hmm.
and just spray the street.
Rodeo. You're quite far away from Zamet though, unfortunately.
Fuck. All right, fine. Yeah. Well, if I can't do that, I guess I'll fucking walk towards the street.
Radio. You walk towards the procession, and as you approach, like, one of the guards, it actually doesn't look like a guard. It looks like almost a butler, I guess. Kind of, like, holds up his hands, like, wah! And the whole procession stops. Also, Job?
All right, I'm trying to still kill those guards.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You've still got some guards to... I see you hit them. Are you trying to get... Oh, there's only two left. Trying to get them both?
Yeah.
Oh, you again, that one with the Vaughn armor, ding, glance off. But the second one, you're like, fuck you. And cut in half.
Good.
You've got one left. Ape Shop. The procession's standing there, and it's kind of like a, in the middle of the street, sort of like this stalemate. Nobody's attacking.
They're just looking at an ape that's dressed as Kevin James, but covered
an
in
an ape
one.
That's covered in Kevin James's body parts.
And just the blood of 100 Vaughns at mm-hmm. this point. I'm trying to think, because I don't really have anything. I stupidly didn't get any weapons. I've only got knuckle dusters. Can I see who's in the carriage?
No, you can't see who's in the carriage.
Fuck.
You can wait until something happens. Hold your action.
Yeah, I'm going to hold my action until the person in the carriage gets closer.
Oh, yeah. Idea. Just then, the thing you want to happen happens.
Huh.
The carriage door, side door opens, and out steps this incredibly fat, covered in jewels, and an elegant gown Vaughn. This is a Vaughn that has lived a very good life. This Vaughn, accompanied by two Vaughns on either side of him, steps out of the carriage, and he doesn't even stand on the ground. Like, they carry him over to you.
Where?
He says.
All right.
Which one of you has the translator?
I do.
You can't hear what you don't know what he's saying.
That's okay. Good. I look him in the eyes.
Mm-hmm.
I pop a pill.
Best move in a game. Rightio, you pop a pill. All of the ones like, wah. And then immediately you're seeing yourself war gout, epileptic fitting on the dusty ground of Vaughn City 1 from the perspective of this very fat Vaughn. Also, Joel?
I'm finally gonna
kill this one guy.
I'm gonna like just look him dead in the eye, reach into my pocket, grab a Vaughn berry, and Lex Luthor esque, just shove it in his mouth.
Okay, the Vaughn that you show, he's just like, he's not damaged, but as it passes his lips into his teeth, he's like, what is this? The Vaughn begins to back away, afraid of what might come next.
Good.
You've got him. He's leaving. You're out of initiative.
Cool. I'm going to go run over to my warging buddy.
Mm-hmm. You can see, like, you turn around and you can see that Ape Joel is warging out on the ground.
Ah, this old chestnut.
Nah, it's also, hang on.
A brand new chestnut.
No, and also an old chestnut. Mm-hmm. You'll see. All right. So for my turn, what is this fat Rich Vaughn's hands like?
Fat, covered in rings that are like, you're like, he'll never be able to get them off because he's so fat around the rings.
All right. I yell out, wham, and stick my hands in my own face and tear my face off.
You with your Vaughn to English translator. Your Vaughn to English translator just yells out, coconuts, as Vaughn tears off his face. Your eight fingers just tear off your skin and throw it on the ground on either side of you. Immense pain is shooting through your head. You're still feeling it. Maybe even drop to your knees from the pain, but you're not dead. All of the Vaughns are like just staring in absolute horror.
Civil unrest, my favorite move in the game. Meet the king, kill the king.
Meet the king, become the king, kill the king.
Every single civilization, I have killed the person in charge.
Well, you've wanted to, at least.
Oh, the mayor. The mayor.
You didn't kill the mayor in Dinosaur City.
You wanted to.
Oh, fuck.
Don't get me wrong. That was the original plan. But
the original plan was to fuck. Mm. That was good.
Okay, now a faceless Vince Vaughn. What's your next move? The rest of the Vaughns seem to be, like, just pale as a ghost and immobile, almost, by the horror.
How much am I,
just run away? See if they follow you.
No, I turn around and yell at them. Wah!
Brad! Ankles.
Brad! Ankles!
All of the Vaughns are just like, where? You can just hear from your translator, what? What's happened to the king? Why is the king like this?
And then, I'll probably have another crack at removing my head from my shoulders.
Never heard of a man killing himself. Self-decapitation, but here we are. With his own hands.
So you get your hands underneath your neck, underneath your head. And you,
all the blood is pouring from where my face used to be.
And you just push up. And in the first one, you're like, you can feel bones dislodge. And you can feel like one eye go weird. But you're like, nah, not just yet. You redouble your efforts and just... And with a resounding, your head pops off its body and you fall to your knees. And you wake up back in your Ape Joel body as the King of Vaughns. Lies very dead on the ground, his head severely removed.
Does the English to Vaughn translator have a Vaughn to does the Vaughn to English translator have an English to Vaughn setting?
No, unfortunately not.
We did it though. We got the king.
Got him. Kill got the king. Become the king. Kill the king.
That's true. Destabilize the nation. Their Vaughns at this point, highs or lows?
Highs.
The Vaughns just scatter to the four winds. They're like, oh, okay. So something something beyond what we have come to expect has happened. Fucking Scarpa. With a, the Vaughns just scatter and you're standing in an empty street. You see the palace kind of directly ahead of you.
Good work, Ape Joel.
Loot the king's body.
Alrighty-o. You get a set of mystery keys off his body.
Oh.
And you find a Vaughn blowgun made of the purest Vaughn materials, like a blow dart kind of deal.
Oh, yeah. I give you the Tommy gun as well.
There you go. Ape with the Tommy gun. Do your fat ape fingers fit around the trigger? Just.
So I'll take the Tommy gun as well.
It was made for a dinosaur. So.
True. True. I'll cop that. Ready? You head for the palace?
Mm-hmm.
You head directly for the palace, and because of the destabilized nature of Vaughn City 1, currently, you don't encounter any resistance. You arrive at the palace gates, which clearly were opened for the procession.
Good.
And you can see just kind of like right inside.
Perfect.
just wander pretty casually into the palace, and you can see that the center of this palace is kind of like, or this entrance part has this beautiful fountain, which is like Vaughn's, you know, spitting out their mouth.
I like take my Vaughn mask off and throw it in. I forgot I was a Vaughn and I hate it.
The bloody Vaughn mask just floats around in the fountain.
I spit on the mask and in the fountain.
Whole place is this kind of like
pissing it, really.
No, don't need to piss yet.
The whole palace is made of nice, cool marble and stone. It's quite a nice, elegant-looking palace. Mm-hmm. You're not really sure how to navigate it, but you maybe get the feeling your friends are in here. Up to you.
No, let's go head to the palace.
Let's look for a map.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
Like a you are here shopping you are center here. Style map in a palace.
Also, Joel, you struggle to find any kind of map, but and Ape Joe, you also struggle to find any kind of map, but you can just search the place for.
Yeah, we'll just search the palace. You're not getting resistance. We can kind of take a leisurely stroll. Any kind of paintings I'd like to destroy.
Okay, you find several paintings of like wealthy previous Vaughn kings, and you destroy every single one with your sign sword. Maybe you find like a grand hall of old Vaughns and you just connect your sign sword and run.
Just lazily. You know, like a kid, and like, you know, you get like
you got a
fence,
stick against the fence. Yeah.
Here's that. Not even paying attention.
Yeah, you destroy all of the Vaughn paintings in the palace. And eventually, after searching for about half an hour, the two of you come across what is clearly a throne room. You maybe open some big double doors, and there's like a long red carpet. Up the very end, there's a large throne and a couple of tables on either side, clearly intended for advisors and the like. And then a lot of pews and seats where the denizens of Vaughn City 1 would sit. There's a old-looking advisor sitting at that table, but he's the only Vaughn in the room. The moment you enter, he looks up like, "What?"
What's the translator say?
Translator is just sort of like a like a gasp, basically.
I shoot him.
Okay. There's a resounding, and he's too shocked to resist. Tuk-a-tuk-a-tuk-a-tuk-a-tuk-a as your tummy gun just peppers the Vaughn full of holes. He dies bloodily against the couch. The table.
Good.
Good.
Let's carry on.
Yep.
Search his body for a map.
Ready? Also, Joel, you maybe, I don't know, you're just searching better than Ape Joel. You've got more delicate fingers. Ape Joel is just kind of manhandles the body. Shakes it, trying to get the goods out. You, though, search some pockets, and you don't find a map, but you find a note. The note says, where. Unfortunately, translator doesn't work for
written
words, so you might have to try and pronounce it properly.
I like, where.
Oh, both of you do a terrible job. You butcher it. The Vaughn to English translator does not, like, it doesn't even send out other words. You just garble it so badly. Give you another go. Okay. Ape Joel, you, like, maybe get frustrated and just start making ape noises instead.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
But you... Also, Joel, managed to translate it perfectly. You just know all the nuances of the Vaughn language.
Yeah, wearing that Vaughn mask must have...
Something. This Vaughn blood seeped in through your pores and gave you the ability to speak Vaughn with absolute fluency. But you translate the note as saying, prisoners captured will be taken to the Vaughn Dome to do battle and prove their worth. And then it has a small diagram of how to get to the Vaughn Dome from the palace.
Got to go to the Vaughn Dome.
Okay.
Oh, yep.
Punch the advisor's head. Like, I know he's dead, but, like, just want to pop his head.
Just a little... It pops like a grape.
Good.
Radio. You... After an hour of trying to get out of the palace, finally make your way outside and into the sort of other side of the palace back towards the far wall. The opposite from the one you came in on. And the whole of Vaughn City 1 is you are reminded somewhat of the way the swine men panicked when something equally terrible happened to their leader. The whole city just echoes on the hot desert wind with as Vaughns run to and fro in a blind panic. You're going to make your way through the city?
Shooting every Vaughn I see.
Radio.
Slashing every Vaughn I see.
You make your way back through the, like, outer area of the sort of wealthy area, and there aren't that many Vaughns here, because I guess there weren't that many Vaughns. You know, it's not that densely populated. So you don't really manage to hit any Vaughns when you get there. But then maybe you come across a small crowd, or you come across, like, some people panicking, you know, something like that, and you both just decimate, like, 8 Vaughns as you go. Maybe, Dusha, you extend a hand and collect them all, like they slam into each other like a domino, and then you just squish them. Maybe...
I just shoot them. Yeah. I've got a Tommy gun.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, fair.
Though, like my favorite tactic of grabbing a hand and just wrist.
Okay, you slit the wrists of as many Vaughns as you can.
Wrist.
Until eventually you're back at the opposite end of Vaughn City 1 at the back gate. It appears to be unguarded currently. Gonna try and open it up.
Gonna look around for some other guards. No, all right. Just bug it. Kick it. Kick the door.
Radio.
Slash the door. I don't give a shit. Fucking make some the door. Make some damage.
You just, it's the same metal door, so your slashing does largely nothing. You might need to find that mechanism that opens it up.
Can we use those mystery keys?
Ready, yeah. I'll give it a go. Highs or lows?
Highs.
You sure?
Lows.
Got him good.
Well, you both said the wrong one for yourselves anyway.
So oh, yeah, shit.
You're fucked up. You use one of, there's several keys though, so try again. Highs or lows?
Highs.
No. None of the keys seem to be working.
Bullshit.
You throw the keys away.
Throw them in the sea.
Yep, I throw them in the sea. I throw the keys in the sea.
That's a long throw.
I'm a very frustrated ape.
The keys just like arc and then smack into the top of the gate and then fall back down at your feet.
Just keep them. They might be of use. Where's, okay, have a look around for a mechanism.
Radio, you can find in the sort of, remember there was the guard office?
Oh, yeah.
There's like a little mechanism which with which you can use to lower the gate.
Oh, see, yeah, do that.
Radio. Ape Joel, from where you are, you can see the gate, like a roller door, kind of like roll its way up. And you can see, whereas the slums were like inside the gate, and the other side of Vaughn City 1, there is like the further slums. These are like people living... Sick. Beyond Vaughn City 1. These are probably where some imperfect Vaughns are living. And then beyond that, you can see what looks like a kind of arena up in the distance.
I can just imagine, like, the guard tower, like, you know, just like a calendar, but like a swimsuit calendar of Vaughns.
Yeah, oh, the sexiest Vaughns in the land. Oh, Vaughns right. are fucking Vaughns in this Vaughn land. Oh, it's happening.
So.
Yep.
Yeah, going through them slums.
Radio.
Killing us some Vaughns.
Killing every Vaughn we see.
You, like, it's
singing a song. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need to make the roles. These Vaughns are very unhappy, sickly Vaughns. These are Vaughns that aren't robust like the Vaughns inside the city walls. And every time you come across a small, like, tent city or, like, a little cave full of Vaughns, you do your very best to decimate every single one. The Vaughn body count that you guys have is ridiculously high at this point. Vaughns drop left and right. If you were staying in Vaughn City 1 and Vaughn for longer, you would become a menace. Like, you'd be incorporated into their Vaughn religion. Like, it's...
Ooh.
You are something else. Eventually, you arrive...
All Vaughns are Daryls.
All Vaughns are Daryls. All Damos are food.
For a Dracula.
Eventually, you arrive at what you can only assume is the Vaughn Dome. It's this large sort of wooden stone stadium. You're on the outside. You can see a small entrance, but it appears here like the Vaughns are less... It's like the news that the king has torn his own head off has yet to reach them. There are two Kevin Jameses waiting at the front, at the entrance to the Vaughn Dome.
Okay.
Going to attack them?
What are they doing?
They're just standing there on guard.
If we walk up to them, what do we do?
They don't know. You walk up to them, they kind of like stand up and move in front of the door.
Okay.
And make their like...
I like reach over,
mm-hmm.
grab one of their arms. Wrist.
Oh, boy.
You reach over and you grab his arm, but then the Kevin James spins it around and grabs your arm and begins to squeeze. Initiative.
Ugh.
Kill some KJs.
I like I'm still, because you took off your Vaughn face. I didn't. I'm still wearing my Kevin James body bits.
Covered in Kevin James body bits. But you're not sure how sentient Kevin James's are. APL, you're first.
Let's go for an old punch to the face.
All right, just a
with
nice
my knuckle dusters.
Nice hot smack to the mouth. Oh, boy. You bring your fist back, and then maybe you're, I don't know, briefly confused. Maybe some get some sun in your eyes. But instead of bringing your fist into the Vaughn, you bring it into the face of your mate.
Oh.
Also, Joel, take 4 damage as the knuckle dusters connect with your cheek.
Fucking what the fuck?
Whoops.
One gets up, he's on 9. Whoa.
Also, Joel?
I will then kill that Vaughn.
Alrighty.
Yeah, alright, I'll just slash that Radio. Vaughn with a sign.
You mean the Kevin James?
Yes.
The Kevin James has your hand, but with your other hand you pull out your sword and drive it deep into the gut of the Kevin James. The Kevin James lets out a pained and kind of like starts clutching at his. He lets go of your hand and clutches at his stomach, but he's not dead yet.
Oh, no.
The other Kevin James brings up his fist and tries to punch you in the mouth. Let's see if this Kevin James fucks up and punches his ally. Oh, nah, he gets you. Take 1 point of damage. Maybe his fist doesn't connect properly. Maybe he's just too concerned about...
Hey, guess how much health I have. 1.
Oh, I'm on 3.
Your favorite.
I'm on 3.
Shit's rough out here in the wastes.
We gotta, like, maybe repair up with some Kevin James blood.
Ape Joel?
You know what? I'm going to be sensible about this.
Okay.
I'm going to pop a pill, become a Kevin James, kill another Kevin James.
Oh, yeah.
Smart. Mm-hmm.
Pop a pill, and immediately, from the perspective of the Kevin James, like you're looking into your ape face.
Which just drops.
And then it just poof, drops in the ground and starts spasming. Bossing,
dilated pupils, sweaty. It's good.
Sweaty ape sweats. You are in the powerful body of a Kevin James. You're going to attack your Kevin James, mate?
Yep. I'm just going to try and I'm going to clap my hands together on his head.
You do. Fuck, do you?
Can Kevin James's speak?
They make that noise.
The roar. Oh, wait. Right. What is it?
Wow.
All right. I was wondering if you can speak with a Kevin James.
No, it's like a gobble.
You right. bring your hands together and you feel your palms touch in the center of this Kevin James's head. And Kevin James collapses to the ground.
Cool.
You're going to just kill yourself as this, Kevin James?
No, I'm going to pick up my ape body, put it on my back.
Yeah. I'm going to kind of maybe just, with the dead Kevin James, see if we can repair ourselves.
What's your medicine?
Mine's plus 1, plus 4.
Brains. I have a hot 0.
Okay.
Plus 1. Not great.
Ape Joe, you managed to make a 2 medicines, two almost health potions out of the viscera and blood of the Kevin James. You drink it and get 5 health back, Ape Joel, and get 2 back, also Joel. You have it.
Then I guess after that, yeah, fuck it. Now that I have health, this Kevin James.
You could kill him, turn him into health potions as well.
Yeah. Smart choice. Let's do that. Yeah.
So I'm still like the Kevin James. I'm trying to figure out what's the best way to kill myself.
Just slam your head into a wall.
Yeah, good plan.
You bring back your head and just connect it with the stone. Immediately you're in your ape body watching as a Kevin James slumps against a wall.
Health potion.
Yeah, you make 2 good health potions, get 6 health back.
Mm-hmm.
For you.
I'm back to full health.
And get 6 for you.
Ah, sick.
Doing good. Feeling fucking alive.
Fucking feeling fresh.
Shit, yes.
We are fucking healthy boys now. All right.
How do you covered
this fucking dome.
Blood flowing down your gullets into your stomachs, but health coursing through your veins. You burst into the Vaughn Dome.
How many more Vaughns must die at the hands of the Joels? Find out next time on Dinosaur World, the post-apocalyptic tabletop RPG for ages 10 and up.
Missed out on the grand opening and then closing of Dinosaur Land? Ran past the gift shop because the animatronics got out of hand? Been kicking yourself ever since you saw the get shot by a real astronaut T and you didn't duck in to grab it for fear of Bonobot? Then worry no more, because at peddlerspress.store we now have official bootleg Dinosaur Land merch available for you to love and cherish. Just head on down to peddlerspress.store and grab what you can before we get shut down for good this time.